Kelly K.
So former U.S. Army Green Beret Adam Smith initially just had the sole purpose of finding his three-year-old daughter and her mother in western North Carolina as he was in Texas when Hurricane Helene ravaged that area.
Okay.
He said there was a private helicopter landed on this pad out here. We flew in, had the first helicopter rescue in the state.
Mm-hmm.
He said his little baby girl was barefoot. She was running in the field. Her mom was there. They were perfect, healthy. Everybody in the community was perfect and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They're just grateful that the helicopter was there. But out of that experience came Savage Freedom Relief Operations.
Okay.
They decided to, you know what, there's obviously way more need. We've got to do something about it. And they started making rescues and helping people 6 days before the government sent help. He called on some military buddies to help fill in this crucial gap. He said, you know, the first 72 hours, you can save the most lives with immediate response.
Right.
So they set up shop at a Harley-Davidson dealership. They set up a section for operations, volunteers taking requests for help, directed operations, a logistics section, kind of coordinating requests for supplies, and an intelligence section where volunteers were searching online for anybody needing help. USA Today featured their story.
I don't think anybody in this country has ever seen anything like what's happened here. You have a 150, 200 mile radius of destruction, and you have people in the communities that are coming together to support one another. This is community helping community and American helping American, and it's spectacular. It's really awesome.
Yeah, and so eventually the FAA designated that field as a controlled airspace. They officially recognized what they were doing.
Oh, wow.
An active duty Marine took personal leave to volunteer. They said they were even busier than when they were deployed in Afghanistan.
Oh.
Had the whole operation running so smoothly that U.S. Army Brigade General Christopher Donahue, who's a commander of Fort Liberty and the 18th Airborne Corps there, took pointers from them as to how they were running the operation.
Mm.
And the U.S. military started embedding troops there to assist, and they're going to stay there as long as needed.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, just incredible stuff. See the full story. It's pretty amazing. And again, veteran-led, and thought it was appropriate on Veterans Day
for sure
to highlight what they're doing at WDJX.com.